The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to The Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Score Report. This is your host, DJ Goat, and today we're going to be discussing the NFL quarterback GOAT. So I've chosen two quarterbacks today that I believe are the two best of all time. One and two, I guess we'll decide which one's, you know, number one and which one's number two. But Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So those are the two I've chosen for today. And so let's just jump right into it. So Peyton Manning is definitely one of the best football players to ever just in general. Positionless debates. He did unbelievable things, led the best offense of all time. Just a ridiculous weapon. So Peyton Manning was drafted by the Colts, played there for 13 years, had a heck of a career in Indianapolis. His rookie year did not start off so great. I know he set the interceptions record for a rookie. And so, you know, things didn't start out very hot for him. But that just shows that, you know, being young can really affect things, because after a while, he really picked it up, and now he's a Hall of Famer. So Peyton Manning ended up, after 13 years with Indianapolis, moving to Denver. So he went and played for the Broncos for the last 4 years of his career, where he ended up winning Super Bowl 50. As a kind of a last hurrah, last dance type of thing, where he retired after the Super Bowl. So Peyton Manning ended up winning two Super Bowls, the first one being Super Bowl 41 with the Colts, and the second one being Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos as his kind of his last hurrah, like I was just, we were just talking about. So he won two Super Bowls. He was a five-time MVP, but as you'll come to find out that five MVPs is, you know, that's some GOAT stuff. That's some GOAT stuff right there. He was two-time NFL Offensive Player of the Year. He was a 14-time Pro Bowler, a seven-time first-team All-Pro. He was on the NFL All-Rookie First Team, so because he set the record for, even though he set the record for interceptions, he still, you know, had a great rookie season. And then in 2007, when he won Super Bowl 41, he was the Super Bowl MVP. And then he was the 2012 Comeback Player of the Year after he had his almost career-ending neck surgery. I'm trying to think. I think it was 3 years he was out, something like that. He was out for a while with a neck surgery. He had to go through all of that, and that was definitely tough for him. But he ended up coming back, and I think him and the Colts, you know, respectfully parted ways. After that, I don't know if the Colts thought he would ever be that good again. So I think that's part of the issue. They parted ways. He ends up going to the Broncos, and with the Broncos, he has Wes Welker there, and I think he had Demaryius Thomas. I know Demaryius Thomas was a stud. Rip Demaryius Thomas. He was like 30 years old, and that sucks. And so, you know, prayers out to his family and everything, and you know. Just a crazy good receiver who was gone too early. Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker. I don't think he had any crazy tight ends, but his O-line was really good. I think he played with C.J. Henderson, too. I think that was his running back, was C.J. Henderson in Denver. But I'm not 100% sure. I think that's – but it's a Peyton Manning-driven driven team again. You know, he's throwing for – I think it was like 6,000 yards or something ridiculous. It was the best offense ever of all time. Statistically, the best offense ever. So he threw the most touchdowns. They scored the most points. They threw the most passing yards ever. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous records. And, they end up going to the Super Bowl that year. Super Bowl 56, I believe. Something like that. Maybe not 56. Maybe it was Super Bowl 48, I think it was 48, 49, something like that, where they played the Seahawks. Go Hawks. And the Hawks absolutely stomped on them. The Hawks are regarded as one of the best defensive teams of all time. And, you know, defense wins championships. So, you know, the best offense got stomped on. But it's all right. You know, he tried his best and, you know, go Hawks. But they end up coming back. Super Bowl 50 rolls around. And, you know, he really stepped it up. So they ended up playing Cam Newton's. I'm pretty sure that was MVP Cam Newton, too. So it's like his prime. I mean, Cam Newton was ridiculous, but nothing near what Peyton Manning was throwing-wise. You know, and they end up playing the Panthers, and it was a close game. It was a close game. That was a battle. And Von Miller's strip sack ends up winning the game for him, and Peyton Manning, you know, just that's his send-off right there. He went and did his thing and, you know, won a Super Bowl. After neck surgery, after, you know, his 17th year in the league, you could tell he was beaten up. But he came back no matter what and did his thing. So kudos to him. Yeah, so the other player we're going to be discussing, too, I think everyone's heard of him. He's up there with, you know, one of the most recognizable names in sports history. You've got Tiger Woods. You've got Michael Jordan. You know, LeBron James. Guys like that. Guys who everyone knows. It's Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady might be regarded as one of the best sports players of all time, one of the most winningest and best stats, everything. He holds so many records. It's unbelievable. So if you look at his awards, he's a 7-time Super Bowl champion. He has more than any individual player ever. He has more than a lot of, like, I think it's 90% of all NFL franchises. He has more Super Bowls than. He's got 5 Super Bowl MVPs, which is more than anyone else ever. He's won the AFC 9 times, which is also ridiculous, and he won it 3 years in a row. He was the NFC champion. He ends up, you know, he's drafted by the Patriots, spends most of his career there, moves to the NFC 2 years ago, so in 2020, and wins the NFC. Yeah, he was a 3-time NFL MVP, so 2 less than Peyton Manning, but still a ridiculous amount. He was 2-time NFL Offensive Player of the Year. He was the comeback player in 2009, and then he was 3-time first-team All-Pro, a 3-time second-team All-Pro, and he's been to 15 Pro Bowls, which is also an all-time record. That's a record. He was on the NFL 2000s All-Decade Team. He was on the 2010s All-Decade Team. He was on the NFL's 100th anniversary all-time team. He was on the Patriots all-2000s team. He was on the Patriots 50th anniversary team. Just it's so ridiculous. And then also, the NFL added all these extra awards and stuff too. So in 2021, he won the FedEx Air NFL Player of the Year, which I think just means like quarterback of the year basically, which is a stupid way of saying it in my opinion. But that's you know, a debate for another day. He's definitely got a few rings on his fingers, you know, a couple awards under his belt. But yeah. So Tom Brady, drafted by the Patriots in 2000, spends most of his career there. He's there from, you know, I think 2000 to 2020, where he signs with the Bucks in the offseason after 20 years in New England, something like that. And, you know, he goes and wins the Super Bowl in his first year there, which is ridiculous. He also had some serious weapons. He had some serious weapons in Tampa Bay. He had Mike Evans. He had Chris Godwin. He had, who else did he have? I don't think he had Leonard Fournette yet, but he had, I'm trying to think. I don't think he had Doug Martin. I think it was right after Doug Martin. So he would have had, shoot, what's his name? I can like picture him, but I can't think of his name. But he had a not, you know, crazy well-known running back, but he still had a decent running back. I know he had Gronk. Cameron Brate's always been pretty dang solid. He had, you know, guys like that. He's had a crazy good O-line. They drafted Tristan Wirfs. I don't know if that was Super Bowl year, but they drafted Tristan Wirfs. They have Ryan Jensen at center. You know, they've got some ridiculous guys there. And so he ends up in, you know, and they had a crazy defense too. Cannot knock their defense. I feel like every single New England team he's played on to has also had a crazy defense. He's had really good corners, safeties, D linemen. If you look at it, it's kind of ridiculous. So like his defense that year consisted of Levante David, who's a crazy cover guy. Devin White's super fast and, you know, can pick guys up. You know, a crazy, you know, horizontal sideline to sideline plays. And yeah, so definitely kudos to all his defense for helping him win all the Super Bowls and stuff. But Tom Brady's the kind of guy, you know, he's the GOAT when he sits there and makes these wide receiver twos, wide receiver threes on any other team in the NFL look like wide receiver ones. I mean, even Wes Welker, if you look at it. Peyton Manning kind of did the same thing. Wes Welker, in my opinion, was not a ridiculously good wide receiver. He was fundamentally sound, but when you look at it, Wes Welker was not anything crazy. Tom Brady took Wes Welker and turned him into a monster. Wes Welker then went to the Broncos and played with Peyton Manning, where Peyton Manning also made Wes Welker look like a monster. Demaryius Thomas was actually ridiculously athletic and just a freak. And but, I mean, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, these guys, in my opinion, were not that good. They were not that good. He resurrected Randy Moss's career. You know, he took all these guys who were basically done or would not have played very much on another team and made them look ridiculous. So that's how you know he's the GOAT. So let's do some comparing. So if you put them side by side, Tom Brady's played 23 years in the NFL. Peyton Manning played 17. Tom Brady played 324 games. Peyton Manning played 266. And this is all according to Stathead Football, by the way. These are just going to be some stats I'm gonna throw out here for you guys, just to show you how ridiculous this is. Tom Brady has thrown for 86,172 yards and 632 touchdowns, which is that's ridiculous. Those are both NFL records. And if you look at it, Peyton Manning has thrown for 71,000, almost 72,000 yards and 539 touchdowns. See, that's almost more impressive to me because in five less years, you know, throwing, you know, quarterbacks nowadays throw for 5,000 yards a season, something like that, you know, 4,000, 5,000 yards. Peyton Manning would have passed, statistically, Peyton Manning has, 15,000 less. So if you gave Peyton Manning four more seasons, if he played for even 4 years less than Peyton or Tom Brady did, he would have just as many yards and about as many touchdowns, if you look at it. Peyton Manning did throw more interceptions in his shorter career. He's thrown 251 interceptions to Tom Brady's 204, but he's been sacked way less than Tom Brady. Neither of them were crazy rushers, nothing to, you know, write home about. Neither of them were, you know, crazy receivers, nothing like that. But you know, they were pretty good. But here's where it gets crazy. Tom Brady has played in 47 playoff games. Peyton Manning has played in 27. So Tom Brady has 20 more playoff games. And if you think about it, you make the wild card. That's assuming you don't have a bye. Wild card. Then you have divisional. And then you have conference. And then it's the Super Bowl. So you're getting, you know, max 4 games a year. So that's 5 years worth of playoff games, which is ridiculous. That's makes no sense at all. So yeah, I mean it's if you break it down and look at the stats, they're definitely, you know, Peyton Manning is definitely better in a lot of areas. But if you look at it, I mean, you kind of just have to go with Tom Brady. Tom Brady has to be the greatest football player of all time, like without a doubt. His stats are better. He set so many records in Super Bowls. He set the most record. He's set the record for the most Super Bowl MVPs. It's ridiculous. He set the record for the most Pro Bowl selections. He's won more Super Bowls than half of the franchises, you know, 3/4 of the franchises in the NFL. It's too much. You have to go to Tom Brady as the GOAT. He's, you know, one of the most recognizable faces, names in all of sports ever, in the history of everything. So that's my answer for today. I'm going with Tom Brady as the GOAT. Love Peyton Manning. He's a close second for me. You can maybe even throw Joe Montana in there, but I still think that as a true quarterback that Peyton Manning was definitely better. Number two, no doubt. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.